Each week, we bring you Making It, stories of DIY artists making it on their own in our state. In this edition, WFYI's Melissa Davis talks with a local musician who moved to Indianapolis and formed a five-piece neo-folk band with family and close friends.
My name is Eric. I play in a band called Carmichael, and I make music.
Why is music your preferred medium?
I grew up taking piano lessons when I was 5 and 6 years old. I can remember being little and just my enjoyment of the Beatles or Elvis Presley in second grade. I wrote down what was your favorite song, and I put Burnin' Love by Elvis Presley. So I think it's been something about it that I can't explain, and I think the lack of explanation is my desire for exploration, I guess you could say, for it. So I think the lack of knowing is what kind of propels my desire to pursue it.
How does place factor into your art?
Place factors in mainly through people, I think. My band, Carmichael, you know, it's the people that I'm closest to, other than obviously my wife and family. But Nick has been my best friend since high school. Lindsay is my cousin, so she is a part of that family. Costin and Jamie, I mean, I'm all very close with them. So I think you don't have place without people, and I think that primarily for me, that's what makes the place. This just happens to be where we are, and it's familiar, and it's by people that I know and that I love.
What keeps you going with your art?
That's a great question. Collaboration, definitely. It's kind of always, since I was a little kid, kind of something that I was just engrossed and fascinated with. So I think that my pursuit of this art is just simply something that I've always found fascinating.
What does it sound like when you start playing a newly formed song on the guitar?
It just kind of depends on, I guess, what I've been listening to. So, like, I might do something like... just kind of a simple melody. I've really gotten into suspension or diminished and a lot of different things that maybe are more inherent with more orchestrated music or, like, orchestra music or things that sound maybe a little bit more romanticized. So I think typically, as of right now, that's something that, like, I kind of go through these phases where I, like, kind of zoom in on one thing that seems to be prevalent, and how does it conceptually apply to other areas of things that we're working on with a particular song.
When you begin with a song, do you have a melody that's playing in your head, or is there a lyric that you're playing with, or a word?
It just depends. I think a lot of times you know, when Nick and I are working on a song, or Nick, Lindsay, and I, or the band, we're working on a song, I think typically a lot of our conversations come from the concept or whatever the lyrics are about, and sometimes it's trying to, you know, lay out a canvas for that, whether it be something that's melodramatic or it's something that is very juxtaposed with a very melancholy type of a sound, or it just depends. So I think it varies which gets written first, whether it be music or lyrics. Typically, it comes back to the intention of the lyrics. While music can come first, it kind of always is a vehicle to expressing other ideas.
Do you have a song that you've been working on that you would be able to play?
Sure. We haven't mastered this arrangement, but we're working on some different possibilities for this song. It's called Things That Keep Us Alive. Objects are fleeting, and people give them meaning. Why do we cling to things we know that won't last long? Trying to prove a point, we were right all along. Did it ever really matter? This much. Now I'm using history as a crutch to avoid feeling out of touch with what's left behind, what'll turn to dust. Where the beauty's in your eyes, you give it power and it'll rule your life. What's the purpose in trying when it feels like all you're doing is dying? And these hobbies are just expensive ways of hiding. And when does a blessing become a curse? When does a car become a hearse? And the things that keep us alive are sports teams and drinking at night. But what's the purpose in trying when it feels like all you're doing is dying? And these hobbies are just expensive ways of hiding. Beauty's in your eyes, you give it power and it'll rule your life. What's the purpose in trying when it feels like all you're doing is dying? And these hobbies are just expensive ways of hiding.